four. Got four beds. Five beds.
How many people in the family?
Two.
Okay.
He said, I don't know what I'm going to do. I said, you're going to have to come down. And save a little of this money. Don't just blow it all in. I'm going to do that. Go out down to the store and buy $100 and $500, $600. I went with her one day. She says, I'm going to go. That lady called her and says, we got some beautiful stuff in it. They give you a good story, you know.
Yeah.
I went with her down there. We went in that place. She came out at $700 with dresses.
Wow.
I said, Joyce, and you could put it in your purse.
Yeah, yeah.
Stuff like that. But see, what's the name of that store? It's crazy. Got a crazy name.
Jaskies?
Huh?
Jaskies?
No. She's... I just went out hard to know that.
Is it a little store or a big store?
I think, big store. They got three or four stores in Houston. I don't mean big ones.
Yeah.
Out there in town, country.
Yeah, I don't know that much about Houston. I've only been to Houston once, and it was 20 years ago.
Yeah. Well,
Neiman's doesn't have
At Dallas?
Yeah.
Yeah. She bought a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, that's an expensive store.
She used to sing Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And this place has got a crazy name.
Lord and Taylor?
I've heard of them. She's bought, in fact, the business, she's bought from every darn store down there.
Yeah. Keeps them in business, huh?
If I could think of that name, you'd know it, I know.
Yeah, I imagine I would. I just don't know that much about Houston to think of it.
Is there a store kind of like Lankwitz or something like that down there?
Oh, yeah. It's Jacobwitz or Jakobwitz.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't think of it either, but that...
And they charge you $20 for a pair of socks, you let them.
Yeah. Right.
I told Joyce, she come out of there, she says, these dresses are lasting. And now, my oldest daughter has been a good dressmaker all her life.
Mm-hmm.
Now she's making Joyce's costumes for the club. Yeah.
That's nice.
And that was a crippled lady made all her dresses. She got so bad she couldn't in the hospital all the time.
Yeah.
So my daughter said, I'll make you some. She made her two or three, and she says, why, they're better than others.
That's great. She's got a built-in dressmaker.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call that stuff that you pour on pancakes?
Syrup.
Okay. And what do you call the stuff that's like syrup, but it's thicker, kind of heavier?
That black one.
It's a sweet stuff, but, but it's a thicker.
Oh, honey.
Okay. Anything else?
Well, of course, there's a light syrup.
Yeah, yeah, okay. You might say, this isn't imitation maple syrup. This is what?
Real stuff.
Okay. Can you think of one word for the real stuff? Sometimes you see it stamped on the back of a belt. It says something or other cowhide.
Repeat that question again.
Okay, it indicates it's not an imitation, but it's the real thing. It says, cowhide.
Genuine.
Okay. When sugar isn't prepackaged, but it's just weighed out of a barrel, when you buy it, you say it's sold in...
quantities.
Okay, anything else you might...